these extravagant gifts that the Saudis like to bestow upon the American leaders and their children and wives and associates. Certainly, they're trying to buy influence. You have to wonder just how much and how what the you know we would like to assume that the leaders, especially someone like Obama, is not going to be influenced by an $8,000 watch or a $63,000 watch or a medal or a statue or something of this nature. He knows things. When you start giving these gifts of extravagant watches and jewelry, diamonds, emeralds, rubies to the children and to the wife, then that's a little bit different because technically these individuals are also expected to give this back. This certainly is a thin ice, legally, to say the least, as far as to whether or not they will be able to keep these items. When you look at the gifts that are being given to people like chief of staff and associates, you have to wonder the same thing. And if these people are even able to use these items for a period of time, how is this going to affect their actions and how easily will they be influenced by this extravagant decoration? Now, again, whether or not they keep it remains to be seen because with this administration particularly, you really don't know what they're capable of. I personally think I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to make an argument for keeping much of this loot. Certainly, Obama's salary, there's no way even at several years' salary he could pay for this, although there is a good chance that investors, or not investors, but other people seeking to gain influence will pony up the tab. We do have also situations where you have people like Hillary Clinton who have also been known to have taken large amounts of jewelry when they're working for the State Department, which is a long-term function, and certainly you have to really wonder how she was affected, judging by her actions historically, and given her criminal behavior, it's probably not too far-fetched that she has every intention of keeping all of these gifts.